Hi, and welcome to Bridges with Gordon Harris, connecting you on a path moving forward. I'd like to welcome everyone back to this wonderful Thursday afternoon. We are broadcasting to you live from the Body, Mind, Spirit Center in Otto Lake, Michigan. The Body, Mind, Spirit Center is a nonprofit organization working with people with life-threatening illnesses as well as anyone that's ready for change in their life. One of our major projects we're working on currently is distributing free guided meditation and self-hypnosis CDs at cancer and HIV centers throughout the country, so your support really helps us to keep that rolling. I'd also like to invite everyone to go on to our website at www.bridgestalkradio.com. We now have a social network. You'll see on the right-hand side of the page it says Join the Bridges Talk Radio Social Network. And this is a place where you can share your stories, ideas, and feelings. And it's a safe place where everyone's welcome. Come in, start your own discussion, join in on a discussion that's already going on, and join in on the conversation. Share your thoughts. We'd love you to be a part of that and join us there. And today we have a very special guest that's going to be joining us. Gail Hudson out of Akron, Ohio. She's a reflexologist and works with the Stewart's Caring Place and Packard Institute. And we're going to have a great show today, and we've got a lot to talk about. So I will go ahead and bring Gail on the line. Hi, Gail.
Hi, Gordon.
Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, I'm thrilled.
I know that I met Gail here probably been about a month ago, and she's just an amazing person and helping people in her area. So if you want to start out, maybe tell us a little bit about you and what you do, and we'll go from there.
Thank you, Gordon. I am a certified reflexologist, and I have been practicing for 11 years. For those of you who aren't exactly sure, reflexology is firm acupressure using the hands into pressure points, nerve endings in the feet and hands. This therapy is actually very ancient. It was used by the Egyptians, the Japanese, the Chinese, the Indians, for thousands of years as a primary form of healing. We're not exactly quite sure the physics of how it works, but we just know that it does. And by activating these pressure points, we send signals to the brain via the nervous system, which then sends signals to each and every system and body organ. And, of course, the outcome is to bring balance, energy balance, and healing to the body. I have worked, as Gordon explained, with cancer survivors at Stewart's Caring Place here in Akron, and I've had some marvelous feedback from my clients. Chemo and radiation puts people through quite a bit of upheaval, and they found that some of the neuropathy has been helped, which is a side effect of some of the chemotherapy. It is a extremely relaxing therapy. It relieves any kind of tension, stress and tension, anxiety. I've been working with some clients with depression, and have had some pretty astonishing results with improving that condition. And primarily, my focus is to bring a holistic format to a person's life. In healing work, you have to be aware that there are various areas of the body, mind, spirit that need to be in balance and need to be at full optimum working conditions in order for there to be a feeling of well-being and, if you will, let me say, bliss. I've liked to think that heaven can be ours here on earth, and that bliss and the feeling of being at full optimum health is everyone's inheritance as human beings on this planet. I would like to say just a little bit about the Packard Institute here in Akron, Ohio. It is run by Raynard Packard, and Raynard is a counselor, has been for many, many years, and his agency is working with teenagers. It's the only agency I know of in this area for teens, and he brings a holistic health approach to kids that have had perhaps a dysfunctional family, kids that may have had substance abuse issues, kids that are confused, and their families as well. Packard brings in the entire family, and the kids there are receiving reflexology on a regular weekly basis, and they have been raving about some of the benefits of reflexology as well. I would like to start off with the fact that the mind is probably one of the most important aspects in healing work. Gordon, would you like to expound on that for a moment?
Oh, absolutely. I was just getting ready to say that, you know, the power of the mind is an incredible thing, and I faced that last summer, you know, when I was given the choice to give up and not fight or to fight. And when you use the power of your mind, you can conquer the world. It may seem impossible at the time, but something that I always tell everybody is the impossible is always possible. And if you set your mind to it, you can do it. It's an incredible tool that we all have. And a lot of the things that I teach in a lot of the classes is how to use that and to really be able to connect with your inner self to use these tools that you have within to conquer anything in your life.
Right. We're talking here about a whole being, a being that is a physical form, a being that is a mental form, and a being that is a spiritual form. I would like to also interject one more aspect, and that is a being that is a feeling form. And in that respect, I am referring to the heart. We all have strengths and weaknesses, and I think as adults, we probably know pretty much where our strengths are and where our weaknesses are. So that when we get ready to approach a holistic type of life experience, we can hone in on what we don't think we're quite up to par on. And when it comes to the mind, keeping your thoughts in order and trying to maintain a positive approach in spite of days that don't go exactly the way you might wish they would. But when trying to become mindful in our lives, we need to remember to always remain positive. And when we are when we have thoughts that aren't quite as positive as we would like, we need to understand that we can replace them. We
Absolutely.
Can consciously replace whatever thought we don't think we want to hold. And do that, if we do that on a constant basis, perhaps in a meditation, a daily, maybe 5-10 minute meditation, or in a visualization technique, replacing thoughts with colors. I've found that using colors is very powerful in healing negative conditions. And the mind, since it controls the body, I think we're all aware, the mind definitely controls the body. So that when your mind is healthy, you're going to be in a much better place physically as well. So when I work with my clients with the reflexology, I also try to interject this idea of keeping healthy minds as well.
Right, that's one of the things that I tell a lot of people I work with is, you know, not to let depression become your disease that you're dealing with, because it's so easy to let it take over your life. And that was actually one of the messages I got from my grandmother last summer when I had my near-death experience, was to not let a disease or trial in life become who you are. Stay steadfast and strong in your journey through life, and the abundance of peace is inevitable.
Exactly.
And I have people that I've worked with that are dealing with cancer and HIV, and you know, they say, well, how can I be positive when I'm facing death? And I ask them, well, you know, if your time here on this physical earth is going to be short, do you want to enjoy what time you have here, or do you want to sit around and be depressed and not enjoy what time you do have here? And it's really our meditation CDs and guided journey CDs that we put out at these centers really have helped to provide hope and really to help them want to continue on their battle to fight for life.
Right. And Gordon, it is a choice. It is a conscious choice that each individual makes to choose a better life for themselves on a daily basis. And there's always ways we can improve ourselves. I would like to interject at this point the connection with spirit that we all need to maintain a healthy body and a healthy mind. And not only that, but what I've found with my own spiritual journey is that I have learned to love myself above and beyond what I ever thought I could. There were days that were very dark and for me in the past, but as I've moved through those times and have come into a connection with my higher self, my higher spiritual being, it has flooded me with love and joy and peace. And that is the benefit. And as you begin to work with the higher self in meditation, in conscious thought, you'll start to experience the same things that I did, because spirit is about love and healing. That's what spirit is about, and it's there for every single soul, every single individual living here on this planet at this time. When you start to become filled with a spiritual energy, you will find healing will take place mentally, emotionally, in your heart, and in your body. It's like a process that happens all together. It's all integrated. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. What are some, do you have any tips for meditation tips or anything like that to get in touch with your higher self?
Well, the primary one is to consciously request, and here I might also say a few words about the chakras, which is an Indian philosophy, and I'm sure many of you listening today may be already aware of the 7 body chakras. But when trying to connect with your higher self, you need to connect with the top 3, starting with the heart, and trying to activate and connect with the top 4 chakras, with the fourth being your heart, the 5th being your throat, the 6th being your 3rd eye, which is in your forehead area, between your eyes, and the 7th chakra being at your crown at the top of your head. These energy centers are designed to bring in our spiritual forces from our higher selves. And by concentrating on some of these chakras, you can open up the connection. I will give you very briefly a color scheme which helps to get each chakra spinning in a healthy mode. The 4th heart chakra, if you use pink or green, you can help open up that chakra and open healing into that heart chakra. The 5th chakra, which is the communication chakra in your throat, which represents self-expression and the way you bring yourself into your world. This is a blue color. Use blue for the throat chakra. If you have trouble expressing yourself or feeling like you can't, people don't really want to know what you're thinking or feeling, or to activate your self-expression, use the blue. And for the 6th chakra, which is the 3rd eye, you want to use an indigo, which is a purplish blue. It has hints of purple in it. Using this color, visualizing this color in your 3rd eye will help to activate that center. And then for the crown chakra, your 7th, at the top of your head, you want to use white. Now, in addition to these 7 chakras, I might also add that there are 5 additional chakras which lie above the body, and these chakras hold our higher self, our higher spiritual being. And using the colors consciously and seeing yourself opening these centers will help bring the spiritual energy into your body. The heart, which is in the middle of the bottom 3 and the top 3, this is where, in the heart chakra, this is where you want to be centered most of the time, because you're bringing energy in from the 3rd, 3 top. You're bringing energy up from the earth, from the lower 3, into your heart. And you want to see an integration of energy in the heart. Does that help answer some question there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we get back, I'm going to walk everyone through a quick grounding exercise that'll help you to ground yourself and align your chakras. And we were going to take a quick break. You're listening to Bridges with Gordon Harris on BBS Radio with our guest, Gail Hudson. And we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Communication seems to be the major pitfall in almost every relationship. Well, Kimmy Rose Zaff has come up with a book that helps you bridge that communication gap. Ladies, it's mainly for you and a way for you to communicate to that special guy in your life. It doesn't necessarily have to be a husband or a boyfriend. It could be your dad. It can be your brother. It's called The Sun, Moon, and Venus, How to Get the Most Out of Your Man, and it can really help you communicate with the men in your life. Pick it up now. The Sun, Moon, and Venus, How to Get the Most Out of Your Man by Kimmy Rose Zaff. Available now at Kimmy Rose, KIMMIERose.com. MMIERose.com.
The Bless You Project.
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 A blessing is a contract that I've made with the Divine Matrix.
The Bless You Project
is an amazing project.
A way for people to reconnect with each other.
We can reach out and for someone that maybe feels they feel separate, just by blessing them and connecting to them, they can heal themselves because we are all one.
The Bless You Project.
Anytime I say bless you to someone, I'm giving them permission to use my goodwill energy to manifest a deep desire within them.
Blessing people is a huge thing. It creates a ripple effect.
The Bless You Project.
You know, it's really a giving and receiving from the heart.
It is such a thing that changes and shifts people's lives. It gives them the opportunity to be involved in a community that allows them to feel that they are welcome and a part of. You actually spread love and compassion, and it eliminates that feeling of not being connected. You automatically connect with someone.
The Bless You Project is about unity, and it's about going within yourself to be able to reach out and affect somebody's life.
The Bless You Project.
An amazing project.
Bless you.
The Bless You Project.
The Bless You Project.
The Bless You Project.
Connect with someone.
Hi, this is Kimmy Rose Zaff. Check out my new book, Wake Up Your Intuition. If you're interested in connecting with that part of you that is looking for inner peace, finding truth, and crossing a bridge to not only freedom, but silence. You're listening to Bridges with Gordon Harris. I'm Kimmy Rose Zaff from KimmyRose.com.
Never come on, stop till you feel like I'm feeling for you.
Hi, you're listening to Bridges with Gordon Harris, connecting people on a path moving forward.
Hey, and welcome back to Bridges with Gordon Harris. We're here today with our guest, Gail Hudson. We've been talking about healing and the power of mind and the chakras, and I'd like to welcome Gail back.
Thank you, Gordon.
And I'd like to take a minute here and to briefly do a quick exercise that people can do to ground yourself, as well as help align your chakras. And, you know, if you're just not having a good day, or if you have to go into that meeting that you've been dreading, or I know a lot of people I work with, when they have to go have blood drawn and they're terrified of needles, they'll do this exercise before they go in, and it really helps to ground yourself and to calm yourself. And if you're not where you can close your eyes, you can listen to our archives. But otherwise, if you'd like to follow along, basically what I'll say is we'll close our eyes and just take a few deep breaths. Inhale through your nose. And exhale through your mouth. As we take these few breaths, feel our body relaxing. Now I'd like you to imagine a rope coming out of your root chakra at the base of your spine. And this rope travels down and goes through the concrete and through the dirt and rocks, through the pebbles, continuing its way down to the core of the earth. When this rope reaches the core of the earth, it attaches and becomes taut. A white, warm, radiating white light begins to flow up this rope. You can feel the warmth as this white light flows up the rope through the rocks, through the stones and pebbles and dirt, and up through the floor. This white light gets closer to you, traveling up this rope. It begins to fill your root chakra, filling your body slowly with this warm, protective white light. As it glows and fills your root chakra, working its way up through your solar plexus, filling your heart chakra and throat chakra, filling you with this warm, protective light. As this light fills you, it gets higher. It fills your third eye. And when this white light reaches your crown chakra, it begins to shower out of your crown chakra like a sprinkler, showering you with this warm, protective white light, only allowing what is for your highest and best good. Take a few deep breaths. Inhale through your nose. Feel that warm, protective, loving light surrounding you. And exhale through your mouth. And that's one quick way that you can ground yourself and align your chakras and to really just relax yourself. And once you've done it, you can do it really quickly. And that's something that's really helpful in grounding you and aligning your chakras. So with that being said, I know that, Gail, you also use, a lot of, nutrition as far as health goes, not just the power of mind. And I know that the saying, we are what we eat. Are there any nutritional tips that you'd like to share with us or anything on that?
Yes, I would. Thank you. I would like to interject a name. Dr. Julian Whitaker has a Whitaker Wellness Center in California. He does have a website, and this physician has been highly successful in treating many, many illnesses with nutrition and food and vitamin supplements. He's been in operation for probably 20 years now, and thousands of people have been through his doors, and I did read a book that he wrote, and I've learned a lot at that point. We are what we eat, and our bodies, I'm sure many of you have eaten something that didn't agree with you, and you get that feeling like, oh, gosh, I wish I hadn't have done that. Well, when you start to clean up your diet, which means more fresh vegetables, more fresh fruits, less meat, really trying to stay away from the fried foods and the processed foods, highly processed, your body will start to tell you what it wants to eat because the body wants good food. And what you'll find, for instance, the other day I was in a hurry and I didn't have any food in me and I needed to eat, so I stopped at a McDonald's and I got a fish sandwich. I thought the fish would be the safest route to go. And, you know, after I ate it, I got a stomach ache and I was uncomfortable. And this is because now a year ago, if I had eaten that fish sandwich, I wouldn't have noticed a difference because my body was already full of unhealthy foods. I started cleaning my diet up about a year ago. And now, my body literally will not tolerate anything that isn't healthy for me. The body is intelligent and it wants to be healthy and feel good, and it wants to be able to operate at its optimum. That's the way God designed our bodies to be. And so, Dr. Whitaker, uses a lot of CoQ10 enzyme, as a supplement, DHEA, which is a body hormone, supplements of the normal vitamins. We're talking about C, E, in quantities that might surprise some of you, but surprisingly enough, at those dosages, it actually helps the body to become free of toxins, and it keeps the body in a much healthier state. I would recommend his book. The name of his book is 10 Weeks. Shed 10 Weeks, 10 Years in 10 Weeks. Shed 10 Years in 10 Weeks. I had to think about that for a second. And it's a very excellent book for anyone interested in cleaning up their diet and becoming a healthier body.
That's cool. I was just checking out his website here while you're talking. Let's see here. I know that do you do juicing or anything like that, or?
I do. As a matter of fact, I own a Champion juicer, and every morning I do about 6 or 7 fresh carrots with 2 fresh apples, and that is the primary breakfast I have. I may have a piece of wheat toast or 12-grain bread with it, but my breakfast does consist of carrot and apple juice. Hmm. Also, you can do many of the fruits yourself and the vegetable juices as well. I highly recommend juicing. It does clean the body of toxins. The concentration of the vitamins when you juice is excellent for the body. The colon cleans out significantly, and yes, absolutely.
Yeah, my mom has been after me to get a juicer and start doing that myself, so that's why I asked. That's one of the things that I should be doing. I know that when we talked before, you had mentioned too about doing liver cleanses.
Right.
Did you mention something about that? Can you tell me a little bit about that, and what's the benefit of doing something like that?
Well, the liver is responsible for cleaning out our bodies. It takes the toxins and it eliminates them through the eliminatory system. When our liver becomes bogged down, it cannot start to work quite so well, and we can end up with a collection of toxins that normally would be eliminated through the system. One of the things that I found is very helpful is cider vinegar and water. It doesn't taste as bad as it sounds. The cider vinegar is not as strong as the normal vinegar. it's got a fairly pleasant taste, and you mix it with water, I'd say half, 50%, half each, and drink that once a day. You should notice a difference in your eliminatory tract if you do that for a period of days. That's one way for the liver.
That's cool. What let me see here. What are now? I know that that something that I use a lot in my own practice is using sound therapy. I teach a tuning fork class, and I'm actually going to be going out to Virginia Beach to the National Transpersonal Hypnotherapy Convention, teaching a class combining tuning fork therapy and hypnotherapy. Do you use any type of music or sound therapy in your own practice? Or
yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I was in music therapy at Cleveland State University back in the 70s. I did not complete my degree, unfortunately. However, I had 3 years of music therapy and have found it extremely helpful, not only in my own life, but with my clients for years now. I want to say in 1 John in the Bible, it talks, chapter 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God." I translate that into sound. Sound is the primal vibration on this planet, is in my opinion. And thus saying, having said that, any type of sound and music touches the soul. We are vibrational beings, and I don't care what kind of music you prefer, whether it's rock and roll, whether it's classical, country, there is so much good music out there now, or some of the transcendental music. I know with my reflexology clients, I always have music playing while I'm working on their feet. It does definitely help to set the mood, it relaxes, and it helps to actually alter vibrations in the body. When I was, I'll just say this, when I was working at the Warrensville Center back in the 80s, I had a house full of emotionally disturbed children that I was working with. And I took about 7 guitars and I tuned them all to one chord so that every time you strummed one guitar, you would get a chord. And I gave each child a guitar. And then we started a song. And as I pointed to that particular child, he would strum the guitar, and he would play the right chord. And I would point to another child, and he would strum the chord. Those children responded immensely to being able not only to hear their chord, but to actually perform the music themselves. I am a great proponent of singing. I believe the soul needs to sing. There are numerous references in the Bible and Psalms in particular to making a joyful noise unto the Lord. And I believe that doing that, singing and or even oming vibrations coming from your fifth chakra, whether it's an om or whatever other sound you prefer to use, it alters our body vibration and higher, actually heightens our body vibration. Have you found that to be true, Gordon?
Absolutely. I do a lot of chanting, and here recently I was having a stressful day, and I said, okay, that's it. I'm turning everything off, and I'm going to sit here in the middle of the room, and I'm going to chant. And I was chanting, and what I thought had been 5 minutes ended up being almost an hour.
Wow.
And I was like, well, I was just like in the zone after. I was just like totally into it. And just afterwards, it was just, I could feel the total, I get goosebumps now, I could feel the total energy shift. It was just like going back to bed and getting up on the other side of the bed. It was just incredible.
Exactly.
How that sound can shift you so much and change.
Exactly. There's a great power in the word.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Do I have time to add one more meditation?
Yeah, sure. Let's take one more quick break, and then when we come back, we'll do that. You're listening to Bridges with Gordon Harris with our guest, Gail Hudson. And visit us online at bridgestalkradio.com. If you want to join in the conversation, give us a call at 888-815-9756 or send me a message on AIM at bridgestalkradio.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kimmy Rose Zaff. Here's a moment of awareness for you. If you're wanting to spend time and find silence, take a moment and take a deep breath in and just exhale and bring yourself into the space of where you can listen to each and every breath that you take. And as you do that, sounds from the outside and any thoughts from the inside that have been pulling you away from yourself from the day will suddenly disappear. You'll move into what we call a sacred silence. A silence that opens your heart, opens your intuition, and allows you to feel inner peace. I'm Kimmy Rose Zaff from KimmyRose.com. You're listening to Bridges.
We're all looking for ways to navigate the roadblocks and hurdles that we come across in our lives. Well, one way to do that is tapping into our own intuition. Yeah, I know, that may seem a little daunting, but it's actually easier than you think. Kimmy Rose Zaff has come up with a process that makes it simple and easy for you in her new book, Wake Up Your Intuition. So pick it up, and I think you're going to find out how easy it is to wake up your intuition. Wake Up Your Intuition by Kimmy Rose Zaff. Head over to Kimmy Rose, it's KimmyRose.com.
You're listening to Bridges with Gordon Harris, connecting people on a path moving forward.
Hi, and welcome back to Bridges with Gordon Harris. I'd like to welcome you back. We're here today with our guest, Gail Hudson, a reflexologist from Akron, Ohio. And we've been talking about reflexology and healing with the mind and the chakra system. And before we left for our break, we talked a little bit about meditation. And I know that Gail had a meditation session that she would like to share with us.
Yes. I was part of a weekly meditation group back in the 80s and 90s. And a friend that came there suggested that we try a laughter meditation. Now, joy is one of the byproducts of being spiritually, mentally, and physically healthy. Well, laughter is a very big part of that, and I know there has been research done on the power of laughter. Norman Cousins, for instance, wrote a book, The Anatomy of an Illness, in which he helped to heal himself with funny movies. Are you familiar with that book?
No, I'm not.
No? Okay. Well, in the meditation, you sit in a circle. It doesn't matter how many people you have, but you center yourselves before you start. Just get quiet and center and relax. And then each person starts off with a ha. 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 There again, we're working with the sound. We're working with the sound of our voices. And you continue with this ha, each person as they feel drawn to use this ha, 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 ha. And it ends up to be a very exhilarating experience because what happened in our group was that we all ended up belly laughing for about 10 minutes and as long as we could without ruining our diaphragms. And we just had a marvelous experience with that meditation, and I wanted to pass that along, Gordon.
That's cool. Yeah, we'll have to try that sometime in one of our groups when we get together. Definitely. I do want to take a few minutes here and just remind everybody that this April 4th and April 5th, 2009, the Body Mind Spirit Center is hosting the first annual Toledo Body Mind Spirit Festival, and we're going to have about 150 exhibitors, free kids activities, internationally known speakers and lecturers. We'll be doing free lectures and classes, an event that's really geared towards the whole family. And I'd like to invite everyone that's local or in the area or wants to come in for the weekend and hang out with us. It's going to be a great thing. That's going to be in April. And that is also on our website on bodymindspiritcenter.com. And I would like to take a minute and thank everyone for your support in this show and all the wonderful emails we have received and your continued donations that we're getting, and every little bit helps. It's not something where I know some people, I've gotten emails and they say, well, I don't feel like this was enough. I would have liked to have done more. But for somebody to go on and to donate $5 to the center, it really does help and make a difference. When we're mailing out these CDs and how we've been talking about the power of mind and sound, and all of this is incorporated into the CDs that we put out through our center. And we've really found a great response and had a great feedback from the doctors that are distributing these CDs at these centers. So we'd really encourage everyone to go on and to help out. And if you can, make a donation or just stop by our website and send us a message, send us an email, let us know what you think and what if you have any ideas or comments or suggestions, go on there and let us know. And I would also encourage everyone to go on and join our social network on the bridgestalkradio.com page to come in and join the conversations and share your stories and thoughts. If you don't want to start your own, you can join in a conversation that's already going on, and just really encourage everyone to get on board and join in all of these free resources that we have here through our center to connect people, as well as we have a free monthly newsletter that goes out, an email newsletter that's packed full of articles and motivational quotes and stories, as well as our updated calendar and events that are going on. And we're also going to be hosting some free teleseminars here in the near future, as well as we're actually in the process of getting set up to where you will also be able to watch this radio show live, watch me live through the website, as well as having a biweekly Body, Mind, Spirit TV show. So we've got a lot of great things coming up in the near future, and it's hopefully we'll be able to get Gail involved in some of the stuff that we've got going on. I know she's in Akron, which is only a few hours from us, so hopefully we'll be able to partner up with you and with the people you work with and maybe do some stuff over that way too. So
that sounds
That's definitely something that I'd like to get over and do. And let's see here. Was there anything else that you wanted to talk about? We got a few minutes left here.
Well, I guess in summary, I would like to say that in my experiences in seeking a whole and complete life for my myself and my family, God is seeking us. I know oftentimes we think we're trying to find God or spirit, but in actuality, spirit is seeking us on a minute-to-minute basis and opening up to life as it should be on this planet is really quite simple. It just takes the intent and the choice and the desire, because we have tools waiting for us, and we have we definitely have angels as well. We are not alone in this process of becoming who we want to be. The angels are there for our call, for us to call upon at any given point in time. And again, from my experience, when I have called on angels, I have gotten responses. So don't forget that you're not alone in this process and that there is aid. And then, Gordon, I'll hand it back to you.
That's perfect, perfect timing and a perfect closure to the show. Actually, our show next week is going to be all about angels. So that's just how perfect things come together.
Wonderful.
It's been a pleasure having you on with me.
Thank you.
And it's about all the time we have for today. Be sure to go on to our website at www.bridgestalkradio.com. Sign up for a free online newsletter, or if you'd like to get a hold of Gail, her, you can contact her through our site. The information's up there. And until next time, I would like to leave you with this quote. Destiny is not a matter of chance. It's a matter of choice. It's not a thing to be waited for. It's a thing to be achieved. And with that being said, I wish you much peace, love, and light in everything you do. You've been listening to Bridges with Gordon Harris on BBS Radio.